Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of sports motivation. Now, I know what you're thinking, Jake, another day, another motivational pep talk. But hold on a second. This isn't about pumping iron or hitting that winning shot. Today, we're diving into something even more powerful. Staying present in the moment. It might sound simple, right? Just be here now, like those meditation gurus always say. But trust me, it's way deeper than that. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck replaying yesterday or worrying about tomorrow? You know that feeling when you're in a conversation but your mind is already somewhere else, lost in thoughts about work, bills, or that embarrassing moment from last week? We've all been there. But here's the thing, when we're not present, we miss out on the magic of actually living. Think about it. The taste of that delicious coffee you just brewed, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the laughter of a loved one. These are the moments that make life worth living, and they happen right now, in this very instant. So how do we train ourselves to stay present? It's like any skill, it takes practice. But trust me, the benefits are huge. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock your inner Zen master. First, stop multitasking. Seriously, it's a myth. Our brains aren't wired for it. When we try to juggle too many things at once, we end up doing everything poorly and feeling stressed out. Focus on one thing at a time, give it your full attention, and you'll be amazed at the difference. Second, be mindful of your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Engage all your senses in whatever you're doing, whether it's taking a walk in the park, enjoying a meal, or just having a conversation with someone. This simple practice can help ground you in the present moment and make everyday experiences more enjoyable. Third, practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm bed, a sunny day, a funny meme, a supportive friend, whatever it is, acknowledge and savor those positive vibes. It's a powerful way to shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have, which naturally brings more peace and contentment. Next up, limit screen time. I know, easier said than done. But constantly scrolling through social media or doomscrolling news feeds can seriously mess with your mental state. Put those devices down, disconnect for a while, and reconnect with the real world. It'll do wonders for your well-being. Finally, breathe. Seriously, just take a few deep breaths right now. Focus on your breath as it flows in and out of your body. This simple act can instantly calm your nervous system, reduce stress, and bring you back to the present moment. Make breathing a regular practice throughout the day whenever you feel overwhelmed or anxious. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're sitting on your porch, sipping a cup of coffee on a crisp autumn morning. The leaves are changing color, the air is cool and refreshing, and a gentle breeze rustles through the trees. You hear birds chirping in the distance, smell the damp earth beneath your feet, and feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. You're completely absorbed in this moment, savoring every detail. That's the power of presence. It's about being fully engaged with your surroundings and appreciating the beauty that surrounds you, even in the simplest of things. It's about letting go of past regrets and future worries and simply enjoying the ride. So remember, staying present isn't just about meditating for an hour every day. It's about making small conscious choices throughout your day to bring your attention back to now. It's about noticing the little things, appreciating the good, and living fully in each moment. And that's a wrap for today. What are some simple ways you can practice staying present? Share them with me on social media. Let's inspire each other to live more intentionally. Until next time, keep striving for that athlete's edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.